Next time things go wrong in your family, don't find out who's doing it. It's your mouth. So put your mouth in the right order. Say amen. Say, I'm going to order my speech. And I'm going to speak life. I've been delivered from all sorrows. And I will speak the blessings. Next time your mouth is itching you to do the opposite, just bite your mouth and see how painful it is. That pain is better than the other sorrows that you want to allow in. Remember, I started ministering already. Remember Cain. He didn't have to lose out. He didn't have to kill his brother. The word of God says, God told him, says, sin lieth at the door. God saw it coming. And God says, it's lying at the door. Don't allow it. Did he listen? He went for it. Forever, he's known as Cain killer. Abel killer. God had mercy on him. He had forever mark. So when you go to heaven, you're going to know who Cain is right away. He had a mark. Well, he's not alone. Jesus also have a mark. Praise the Lord. He took care of all the marked people. Somebody shout hallelujah. Don't you love the Lord? He took care of everybody. He led captives captives. He set them free. Somebody shout hallelujah. Those who didn't have hope that Satan has put under bondage, he set them free. The blessing will set the captives free. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The blessing of God will set the captives free in your family. In the name of Jesus. Somebody say, where did that scripture come from? You can read it later. Genesis 4. You can read that later. We're not doing that now. All right. Turn your Bible quickly to Genesis 12. I started talking about the blessing of Abraham. I did the blessing of Adam. Both male and female are both called Adam. Genesis 5 tells you that. He called them what? Adam. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Okay, let me just read that so that goes into our audio because not everybody knows the scripture as well. Genesis 5, verse 1 and 2. This is a book of the generations of Adam. In the day that God created man, in the likeness of God made he him. Male and female created he them. And blessed them and called their name. Somebody tell me what he called them. He called their name what? He called their name what? So Adam. In the day that they were created. Somebody shout hallelujah. It was Adam that later now the male Adam. The female was Adam. The male was Adam. Somebody, that's what God called them. He never called the female Eve. But Adam was blessed by calling everything. So he decided to name his wife Eve. Eve is not a bad name. He said, you are the mother of all living things. That is a good thing. Somebody shout hallelujah. Eve doesn't mean evening. It just means mother of all living things. Thank God. So mothers, you can speak things alive. Say amen. You are not a death carrier in your family. You are a life-giving force. Somebody shout hallelujah. So from the beginning, redemption was following your life. Make use of it for your household. In the name of Jesus. Help build your house instead of tear down your house. In the name of Jesus. Say, I'm building my house. Okay, Genesis 12. Now, I'm not going to go back to all the things I said before. Get the DVD or the CD. Okay, chapter 12. This is the third blessing carrier. So Adam carried the first blessing. God imparted them with all those blessings. And then the next blessing, he imparted what? Into Noah and his family. So everybody alive right now are not from the generation of Adam. They are from the generation of what? Noah. So you can trace your genealogy to Noah, to those three boys. Amen? Ham, Japheth, and Shem. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Now, a lot of people believe that Ham is cursed. The Bible never said God cursed Ham. It said God never cursed anybody. God pronounced judgments. Somebody shout hallelujah. Man cursed. Noah cursed. God cursed the earth for man's sake. He never cursed man. He pronounced judgment of sorrows. But he fixed it by bringing the blessing. Somebody shout hallelujah. The blessing, Proverbs 10:22 is our theme scripture. The blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich, and he add no sorrow to it. Amen? So, we have the blessing. Now, this is the third blessing carrier. So, the blessing, from the time of Noah, God was the one doing the blessing, and then the family has to pass it on. They have to pass it on to their children. So Noah blessed his children. He cursed his grandson because his son, Ham, saw his nakedness. And this lineage of curse started again after God cleaned the slate. Now, the family of Shem is where Abraham came from. Abraham's father died. His name is what? Terah. He did not pass the blessing on to Abraham. It could have died there. So God showed up to activate the blessing. Somebody shout hallelujah. The blessing must remain in the earth because it's a covenant blessing. Somebody shout hallelujah. We know I said I've made a covenant. So this covenant, somebody's got to carry the legacy on. So God showed up. Genesis 12 verse 1. Now the Lord had said unto Abraham. Remember, Abraham is from Shem's family. Shem is blessed and supposed to be the top. And Japheth and Canaan are supposed to help him. And Canaan is supposed to be the servant, the first grandson of Noah, servant of Shem. But what's happening to Shem's family? They are dying young. Abraham is a triplet. His brother is already dead. One of the triplet died. He didn't die as a baby, he died as a grown-up because he had kids. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Say today, early death will leave my family. The blessing will eradicate early death. There are some families, they never pass the age 70. There are some families, they never pass the age 50. There are some families, they never pass the age 90. There are some families, they never get to 100. Say, I'm crossing over. Is this not the year of crossover? It's the year of crossover blessing. We're crossing into the blessing. Somebody shout hallelujah. My biological family, we cross over 100. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. We have generations of crossing over. And since I'm in this ministry, and a mama in this family, you also get that blessing. You are going to cross over in the name of Jesus. They cross over not with blindness, they're strong to the end. Somebody shout hallelujah. They don't cross over crippled, they cross over strong. They don't cross over bent over, they cross over straight. My grandfather at 120 years old was still straight. Somebody shout hallelujah. Never been to the hospital one day in his life. Somebody shout hallelujah. Did not have running water in his house. He drank from the river. He had three rivers. He could have just had four. Then he would have lived like the Garden of Eden. Praise the Lord. He had his own property. It's a whole village. He owned it. Somebody shout hallelujah. One river was for bathing. One river was for drinking. The other river was for anybody to go to. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. The blessing of the Lord maketh rich, and he had no sorrow to it. He knew the day he was passing on to glory. He said, today I'm going home. He greeted everybody, called his children, sat on the bed, blessed them, lay down on the bed and went home. Somebody shout hallelujah. Full of eyes, full of hearing. His teeth were complete, never lost one. It's a different story with me. I ate some candy, so I lost two. So praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. He never ate candies. He just ate healthy. Somebody shout hallelujah. He was never obese. He was a small petite man. Somebody shout hallelujah. He was a farmer. He never owed. He always had. Somebody shout hallelujah. He was a lender, not a borrower. The blessing of the Lord, it makes us rich. Somebody shout hallelujah. All my siblings, all their houses are paid for cash. They don't owe anybody. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. One of my little brothers, by the time he was 24, he built his own house. Somebody shout, what am I saying to you? The blessing is in this house. Say amen. Say amen. My oldest son is in his second house, built from scratch. He said, I'm not getting any old house. Well, he had bad days, but when God restored him, he had great days. Somebody shout hallelujah. God is a good God. God is in this house. The blessing of the Lord will make you rich. When people write you off, God will write you up. In the name of Jesus. When people write you off, God will write you up. Your season has come. In the name of Jesus. Look beyond what you see in the natural. God's going to take you to heights unknown. He's going to take your family somewhere and you're going to say, From this to this, praise the Lord forevermore. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. You might be poor today, tomorrow you'll be rich. In the name of Jesus. The blessing of God will make you rich. Somebody shout hallelujah. Barrenness was in the house of Abraham. His wife, his beloved and dearest wife, had no children. He himself could not produce seed. But he is a blessing carrier. Say today to change. I will no longer be a proverb. I will be a solution. People will not wonder about you. They will see God's glory. In the name of Jesus. The blessing will begin to affect every area. You might be ugly today. Tomorrow you'll be beautiful. The blessing will begin to make you shine. It's going to make you shine. Somebody say, I'm shining. Hallelujah. You might be weak today. The blessing will make you strong. It will strengthen you from inside out. Strengthen your inner man. In the name of Jesus. If there is a mountain you have to climb, you climb it and overcome it. In the name of Jesus. That mountain must move because of you. The strength you didn't have, you will have it. The glory of God will fill your spirit. And it will energize you and quicken your spirit. In the name of Jesus. My grandfather never fell one day. He stumbled, but never fell. I remember saying this because in the 60s we had civil war. That's the first time I went to the village. I was born in the city, raised in the city. Didn't know a village life, but I found it fascinating. You know what you've never seen before, you see it, you go, oh. Just like some of you dream to go to Africa, and Africans dream of coming here. Well, praise the Lord. Africa is beautiful. The Africa you see today is very beautiful. Praise the Lord. It has always been beautiful. Depends on how you define beauty. Praise the Lord. Somebody shout hallelujah. Found it fascinating. Never thought about snakes can bite you. Remember standing in one of those rivers. They were fishing that day from that river I stood in my grandfather's village. I stood like this in the water, watching them fish. There are all kinds of fishing. There's fishing you use a rod. There's fishing you use basket. There's fishing you use net. I saw all kinds. There's fishing where they make a dam, they drain the water, and you just pick the fish. I like that one. You can just pick it. You see them flopping, and then you pick. Somebody shout hallelujah. While I was standing in the water watching all these things going on as a young girl, guess what was happening to me? All of a sudden, everybody gasped. They all went, just like you're looking at me now, they all went. I didn't even bother to look. I'm wondering, what are they looking at? Guess what was happening? A snake was between my leg. A red coral snake. That one bite, you are out. Somebody shout hallelujah. Snake did not bite me, just went this way. Somebody shout hallelujah. God will never allow. The blessing is flowing in your life. My father was a Christian. In his own little way he prayed, God took his prayer. And that prayer worked. Somebody shout hallelujah. Any prayer you're praying is going to work for your family. God kept me safe. Bullets have flown so close to me, never touched me. in that same Civil War time. We live close to where the hot spot was, but nothing touched me. The arrow that flies by day or night will never touch you. I saw dead drop by my left, by my right, in front, behind, but nothing touched me. Because God has a destiny. Your destiny is great. Nothing will stop you. You will make it. The blessing will take you to where you need to go. In the name of Jesus. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Glory to God in the highest. Hallelujah. Another time I was lost. The same civil war. Ran because I had a phobia. Fear. See, that's that sorrow. Fear. It's gone. Today I have no fear. But then I had bad eyes and I didn't know it. So when I step, it's like I'm dropping. If I see any black spot, the tar road was the problem. Regular ground, green grass, regular soil, no problem. But when when I'm walking on, it's like I'm going to drop into a pit. But I had bad eyes. But nobody knew to check my eyes. I just thought I was afraid of the ground. The enemy used that as fear. So when the civil war came, they were shooting everywhere. Guess what? Our car, the chauffeur that is driving us, is already on the road because there's a big queue to get out of town. Guess what? Get into the car. You think I'll get in? Everybody got in. Guess what? I stood on the other side. I'm not crossing this road. I'm going to fall into the deep pit. There's no pit there. Somebody, I'm not sure, should check on a young man over there. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. All right, so get in, couldn't. Next thing, I saw a neighbor running this way. I said, oh, the Holy Spirit in me. Then I didn't know that was the Holy Spirit, but now I know. Say, follow that man. I just ran and followed him. I ran from morning, this is 7 a.m., I ran to 6 p.m. nonstop. Went into a moat, went into all kinds of places, ran to a village that I don't know where I was. I forgot mom and dad, I forgot siblings. I forgot everything. Just running for dear life. But I knew if I follow this guy, say, neighbor, he's coming back home. That's all I heard in my spirit. He's coming back and I'll come back with him. So got to this village. They gave us bread and something to eat. And it's amazing how your body can function when crisis show up. No water, no bathroom break, no nothing. Your system changes for the occasion. Somebody shout hallelujah. Evening time I left, they were serving bread. I just said, I just heard inside my spirit. My father's car is coming. I'm going out. So I told them, I'm going out. My father's car is coming. Mind you, I'm in a strange place. I land that I've never been. Guess what? I went out. I stood outside. Stood on the road looking. And guess what? From afar off, I saw my father's car. As I told you, so the car now took me and that neighbor back. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Spirit of the Lord was always there. You, when the blessing comes, you live inside out. Somebody shout hallelujah. This is 60s. Some of you were not born then. Some were already born. Some of you were married. Some were not. Somebody shout hallelujah. The blessing is working in my life. And it's working in your life. The blessing is there. Why? Because there's been a believer in the family. Somebody shout hallelujah. Are you guys believers? So it's going to work for your family. Every situation, God will tailor make and bring you back to safety. Never worry over your family. Somebody shout hallelujah. Glory to God. Genesis 12. Now the Lord said unto Abraham, get thee out of thy country, from thy kindred, and from thy father's house, unto a land I will show thee. And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee. And in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. Are you family of the earth? Say you are blessed. So when God was speaking this to Abraham, he was speaking it to every one of us. Somebody shout hallelujah. It's a done deal that you are blessed. When Jesus came, he grafted us in. So this blessing is for you. It's for all the families of the earth. In Abraham you shall be blessed. So God gave the stewardship of the blessing this time to a man. God had to show up to give it to Adam, show up to give it to Noah, showed up now and gave it to whom? He gave it to Abraham. Praise the Lord. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. I absolutely don't want any conversation going on when I'm ministering. If you want to have a conversation, find somewhere to go. I don't want to see any of that. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. When I minister, I'm different. So Apostle doesn't see, I see everything. I can see every detail. So I don't need any of that. So if you want to do that, you just find somewhere else to go. Finish your talk and sneak back in. Praise the Lord. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. When I'm ministering, I got to be focused. I don't need any distraction. I see from all directions. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The blessing will make you rich. If you are rich already, you don't even know what riches is. So far, you don't have 300 servants in your house. So you don't have it to the level you need to yet. Somebody shout hallelujah. Everybody here would like to have servants that do housekeeping for them. Servants that does the yard work. You don't have to mow your snow anymore. Somebody shout hallelujah. Servants that are even warriors. They go to war. So you can sleep peacefully. This blessing is great. And we're going to have it. Somebody shout hallelujah. He paid his servants. He was not a user, an abuser. He blessed them. Somebody shout hallelujah. Say the blessing of God is making me rich right now. And there's no sorrow in my life. Somebody shout hallelujah. So what did Abraham do? Did he leave his father's country? He left long time ago with his father, but he's still attached to his father's house. You can be mentally attached to where God has delivered you from. Be free in the name of Jesus. He's still dreaming of that place and still thinking of that place. God said, get out of there. He left his father, Terah, already took all the family. They left the all of the childless already. But his mind was still in his boyhood days. But God said, I'm taking you somewhere. So stay focused. Tell your neighbor, say, stay focused. Let's move on up a little bit and see what this blessing does. The blessing of Abraham. God said, number one, I'll bless those who bless you. Amen. I will show you where to go. So there is sight involved with this blessing. Amen. Say, God, show me. God said, I'll make you a great nation. So not just make you a great people, you'll be a great nation. Is Abraham's nation great today? It's one of the greatest nations on earth. Other people say they are the greatest nation, but there's no nation like Israel. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. A tiny and a powerful nation. And God told Shem, Canaan will serve you. So the family heads towards Canaan. All right, let's move forward a little bit and see. I told you earlier, I said, when God speaks the blessing, head towards the blessing. Amen? The direction of where the blessing is going to come from is where? Canaan. Go and possess. So Abraham took his family. He took his wife. And the Bible says, Lot, verse 5, Genesis 12:5. It said, and Abraham took Sarah, his wife, and Lot, his brother's son, and all their substance that they had gathered, and the souls that they had gotten in Haran. And they went forth to go into the land of Canaan. Into the land of Canaan they came. So they went and they got into Canaan. Somebody shout hallelujah. And Abraham passed through the land unto the place of Shechem, unto the plain of Moreh, and the Canaanite was then in the land. Canaanites are no longer there, but at this time they were there. Somebody shout hallelujah. Who was Canaan again? Who's Canaan again? Canaan is the grandson of Noah that Noah cursed. He could not curse Ham, the father, because he's already blessed. If God bless you, nobody can curse you. Say amen. Amen. If you are blessed and highly favored, you are blessed and highly favored. Amen. Nobody can unbless you. Hallelujah. Nobody can remove it. It's unremovable. But you have to enforce it. Say, I will enforce it. Say, I will enforce the blessing. All right, so this is a blessing of Abraham. So the journey continues. Now, let me skip forward. You can read. There's a lot to read there. So we know he continued this blessing. He's already a blessed man. He said the first thing Abraham did was to erect an altar. Let me read verse 7 to 8. Genesis 12. And the Lord appeared unto Abraham, said, unto thy seed will I give this land. And there built he an altar unto the Lord who appeared unto him. So this blessing is transgenerational. It doesn't stop with just Abraham. It must go on to his seed. But they are old now. They have no seed. The Bible says Sarah was barren. And God is saying, I'm going to bless your seed. Where is the seed going to come from? God already saw the future. Say, God sees my future. I got great seed. Your future is great. It's not by what you see right now. It's by what God has seen. Live by what he sees. In the name of Jesus. Some of you know this story so much, but you must stay in the faith now. Now faith comes by hearing and hearing. So my seed is great. God said, unto your seed, I'll give this land. Your seed is going to get the land. Somebody shout hallelujah. What belongs to your seed will come to your seed. What belongs to your family will come to your family. God has spoken, and so it is. It's an unstoppable blessing. The blessing of Abraham is unstoppable. And he removed. Oh, did I finish verse 7? And the Lord appeared unto Abraham and said, unto thy seed will I give this land. And there built he an altar unto the Lord who appeared unto him. Part of the blessing, God will personally come to speak to you and also appear to you. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. God just blessed Adam, passed the blessing to them, told them be fruitful, multiply. You know all the details in verse 27, 28 of Genesis 1. Then he passed the blessing to who? Noah and his son. He gave them the blessing and of all dimension like he gave to Adam. But he told Noah, your fear and your dread will go before you. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. All creatures will be scared of you. What you say goes. Somebody shout hallelujah. And this blessing was passed to Noah's seed. Now he is telling Abraham, I'm going to give it to your seed. But God, it didn't say God appeared. God just so told them. But here, God is appearing to Abraham. The blessing is increasing. Somebody shout hallelujah. It's moving to a different dimension. Somebody shout hallelujah. Each time the blessing is moving higher and higher. From God just saying, God is now appearing. Say, God, show me and appear. And the Lord appeared. Is that in your Bible? The Lord appeared unto Abraham and said, unto thy seed will I give this land. And there built an altar unto the Lord who appeared unto him. God appeared, he built an altar. He's a smart man because God knows what is inside him. Some people, God will show up in that presence, you just carry, huh, that was just God. Let's carry on. Let's go do something else. He stayed in that presence and blessed the name of the living God. May you find a place where you bless the name of God. In the name of Jesus. Verse 8. And he removed from thence unto a mountain on the east of Bethel, and pitched his tent, having Bethel on the west, and Hai on the east. And there he built an altar unto the Lord, and called upon the name of the Lord. How many altars again? Two in a short little while. My God. Who taught him how to build an altar? Altar has always been there because Abel made sacrifice. You got to have an altar to make sacrifice unto the Lord. Give burnt offering unto the Lord. Did an animal sacrifice. Why? Because God taught them things that are not all written, but they passed it down through the generations. God, Jesus said, all the things that were done, if they were written in the Bible, there would be what? Not enough room. Volumes. No place to store it. So we got many things that we are going to live on. Somebody shout hallelujah. It's just, you better make it to heaven. Say amen. It's going to be the best adventure in your life. It's worth it. It's worth giving up everything and taking in Jesus. Say amen. Say amen. Somebody shout hallelujah. Glorious God. All right, so the blessing continues. Now, let me just, you got to move on. Let's go to 13, verse 13, chapter 13. The blessing of Abraham. And Abraham went up out of Egypt. So he went to Egypt. You know the story. What's his name? Abimelech wanted his wife. Pharaoh there wanted Sarah. And what happened to Pharaoh's house? The Bible says, verse 15 of chapter 12. Say, the princes also of Pharaoh saw her and commended her before Pharaoh. And the woman was taken into Pharaoh's house because they saw that Abraham's wife was what? Very fair. Verse 14. And it came to pass that when Abraham was come into Egypt, the Egyptians beheld the woman that she was very fair. That means she was very beautiful. Somebody shout hallelujah. So they coveted his wife and they took her to Pharaoh's wife. Pharaoh is the king of Egypt. Anyway, God dealt with that Pharaoh and his family. And they were glad to get rid of Sarah quickly. That's where God revealed that. Let's read. I really don't want to go into all of that. You need to read that for yourself. I need to get into the blessing. The blessing will reveal who you are to your enemy, that they'll be glad to get rid of you. They took the wrong person. Somebody shout hallelujah. You know, when you're so blessed, people covet anything that belongs to your family, they'll be glad to release them. If bad influence come and they want to steal your children and influence them the wrong way, God's going to show up to them in their dream and tell them, you better get rid of that person. You've touched the wrong family. Because God said, I'm going to deal with all your entire family. I'm going to destroy your house. So everybody in that house, they were having problems. And Pharaoh commanded, get rid of her quickly and give them all their substance. Send them away quickly. Because everything in that family was getting destroyed. Somebody shout hallelujah. The blessing will bring fear to your enemy. Chapter 13. And Abraham went out of Egypt and his wife and all that he had Lot with him into the south. And Abraham was very rich in what? I said it. Blessing is increasing and multiplying. Was rich in cattle, in silver, and what? In gold. The blessing makes you rich. He did not work for it. Everything he touches was getting blessed. The Bible never said Abraham was a miner. He did not go digging holes to get his gold. They were coming to the surface to him. Somebody shout hallelujah. He was getting the gold. Later, as you read, you find out how he got the gold. He never went to go into bury himself into a hole, digging hole all day to get gold, like people do today. Gold came to him. The kings were hoarding the gold, and wherever they saw Abraham, they were scared. Say, the Pharaoh, so I said, get out of here, take all the substance, get out of here. I thought you liked my wife. So anybody who eyes you in an envious way, their blessing is going to leave them and come to your family. In the name of Jesus. That's part of the blessing of Abraham. I'll bless those who bless you and curse those who curse you. While they are being cursed, their wealth is being transferred to you. Somebody shout hallelujah. Say, Abraham, just begin to have gold, silver, cattle. Give all the stuff to them and get them out of here. Because barrenness has shown up in their home. Servants are dying. Nobody's doing anything good. Everything is at a grand halt. Nothing is working. Because you touched the wrong person. Anyone who messes around your family, mess goes to their family. That's part of the blessing. Somebody shout hallelujah. When God gave the blessing to Adam, he didn't say he will bless those who bless you or curse those who curse you. I said the blessing has multi layers. Now he came to Abraham and said, I'll bless those who bless you. Why? Because he knows there are going to be people who will curse them. I'll curse those who curse you. We are free from every curse. In the name of Jesus. All right, you can read a little bit more. There's so many. There's multi-layers. You need to read the whole book of Genesis to get all the multi-layers of the blessings. I'm just touching a little things for you. Now go to chapter 14. There's so much there. There's so much there to read. There's so many blessings there that God declared. We're not going to go into all of that. He told them, verse 14. Did I say go 14 already? Let me just read you a little part from chapter 13. For the land which thou seest, to thee will I give it, to thy seed forever. And I will make thy seed as the dust of the earth, so that if any man can number the dust of the earth, then shall thy seed also be numbered. Arise and walk through the land in the length of it, in the breadth of it, for I will give it unto thee. And Abraham removed his tent, and came and dwelt in the plain of Mamre, which is Hebron, built there an altar unto the Lord. Everywhere this man went to, he put an altar to bless the name of God. Somebody shout hallelujah. Those altars are still powerful to you today. The one he built in Bethel, I mean, if you remember Jacob's dream, Jacob laid his head on a stone. When he was running from his brother, he's tired. Nothing is working in his life. He received a blessing from his father Isaac, but it wasn't working because it was a stolen blessing. Anything you steal is not going to work for your life. You better get direct blessing from God. Say amen. Some people, they covet what belongs to somebody else. Your covetousness will never work for you. Why don't you ask the living God to just bless you? There's more than enough. He's an abundantly blessed God. And he blesses abundantly. Somebody shout hallelujah. The guaranteed seed blessing says it is more than the stars of heaven, more than the sand of the seashore. That's more than enough for every how many billion people on earth. Right now we have how many billions? 7 billion. So even 7.4 billion people we have, he says. So even if you have 20 billion people, you can never finish the blessing. Somebody shout hallelujah. There's more than enough billions for each person. Amen. Say amen. Amen. Say amen. Amen. The best is still yet to come. Yes. There's more than enough for everyone. Yes. Somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we're going to ask God to give us our blessing and remove every sorrow. Chokers must live our life. Yes. And our family. So God bless him because God told him to look up. And he did. I preached a message on this chapter many years ago. It's called Look Up and Dominate. I went into many details. So we're not doing that today. Somebody shout hallelujah. All our messages are archived, so you can easily get them. Praise the Lord. Praise God. So he removed and he built another tent. In Bethel, he built a tent, right? He built an altar. That's the same place. That altar, Abraham left there a long time ago. But when the grandson, Jacob, this time, was having crisis, he lay down there. What happened to him? He had a dream. Angels doing what? Ascending and descending. Because those altars, the angels have been there waiting for somebody to call upon the name of God. You have altar right here. Why don't you call on the name of God? Somebody shout hallelujah. The angels are assigned waiting to take your requests to God. Let's move on. So read, there's plenty in there. Go to chapter 14. Now I'm going to go leave that alone. There's many things God spoke about Abraham. I will teach specifically on the blessing of Abraham another time. That will give me more than about 8 volumes of messages. So I'm just touching the blessing a little bit. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So now, I'll come back to the blessing of Abraham. Let's go back to chapter 14. Yes, Abraham now had to meet who? Melchizedek. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Melchizedek. And let's look at chapter 14 of Genesis. Let's look at verse 18 to 19. Praise God. I did ask Anosha to keep an eye. When the street person comes to church, somebody's got to keep an eye. Somebody got to do that. You can hear me because I'm using the mic from wherever you are. So you can quickly make sure you take care of that. Praise the Lord. And the king of Sodom. We talked about how Abraham got the gold. So let's look at verse 17 down. I won't read all of it. And the king of Sodom went out to meet him. We're talking about Abraham went out. His trained servant, verse 14 tells you about his trained servant. And when Abraham heard that his brother was taken captive, he armed his trained what? Servants, born in his own house, 318, and pursued them unto Dan. My God. So his servants must be more than 318. These are the ones born in his house. Remember, he said the people that went with him, they traveled. When God gave him the blessing, he had an entourage. He had Lot, his brother's child, but he had other people that traveled with him. You must stick to the story. Stay focused. Praise the Lord. So I don't leave you behind. He said he took his substance, he took everything that he had, and the souls. He said, and the souls that had gotten in Haran. So there were other people that he gathered in Haran other than Lot. They went with him. Somebody shout hallelujah. So the 318, how many people did we just read? 318. Those are the ones born in his house. He trained those ones. So who are the parents? We're not even counting those. So his servants were more than we can count. Somebody shout hallelujah. May God give us helpers. May God give us helpers. Everything you need to do in your life, you need help. Say, God, give me help. God, give me help. God, give me help. And when God gives you the help, train them the way you want them to go. See, that's how you train. In a ministry, God, train people to go the direction of the ministry your ministry is going. Because God has given you the vision, you train them where you want them to go. Not where they want to go. Some people come to a ministry, they want to tell you how to run the ministry. Not comply with the direction, the vision God has given to that ministry to go. Abraham trained them the way he wanted. Somebody shout hallelujah. So next time when you're being trained, the part of the blessing, you're going to train the right way. Amen? So maybe where you're coming from, that's how they did it, but here, that's not how we do it. This is the direction, we follow that direction. He trained them. While he was training them to know how to combat, they didn't know a battle was coming. But when the battle came, were they victorious? They were victorious. Somebody shout hallelujah. And he divided himself against them and his servants by night and smote them and pursued them unto Hobah, which is in the left hand of Damascus, that's Syria. And brought back all the goods, and also brought again his brother Lot and his goods, and the women also, and the people. And the king of Sodom went out to meet him after his return from the slaughtering of Chedorlaomer, of the kings that were with him, at the valley of Shaveh, which is the king's dale. And Melchizedek, the king of Salem, brought forth bread and wine, and he was the priest of the Most High God. And he blessed him. Who is the him? He blessed Abraham and said, blessed be Abraham of the Most High God, possessor of heaven and earth. I said the blessing is increasing. It has more layers. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Every other person was blessed, but now he's blessed to be possessor of what? Of heaven and earth. Wow. God just said, bless, take possession, the one he gave to Adam and Eve, just take possession of the things that fly in the air, the land, and the water. But here, it has increased now to what? Heaven and earth. Is Abraham possessor of heaven and earth? Did God mean that blessing to the priest? The high priest came and blessed. So there was a priest. Somebody shout hallelujah. You need, he's the king of Salem, but also a priest. Is that what your scripture says, verse 18? And Melchizedek, the king of Salem, king of peace, brought forth bread and wine. Is that communion? Somebody shout hallelujah. During communion, the blessing is flowing. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. These things you're doing today, they are not new. They are the things of God. As it is in heaven, it's being in earth. Somebody shout hallelujah. And he blessed him and said, blessed be Abraham of the Most High God, possessor of heaven and earth. Somebody shout hallelujah. The blessing of Abraham, you must possess heaven and earth. And he blessed, and blessed be the Most High God, which had delivered thine enemy into thy hand. And he gave him tithes of all. Somebody shout hallelujah. So Abraham blessed God and gave tithes of everything he got to the priest. So tithing is not something that came after Moses showed up. Tithing was there from the beginning. Somebody shout hallelujah. You want this blessing to stay in your family and to operate in your family, you must be a tither. Somebody say, I'm a tither. Not some tithing, all. Anytime blessing come into your hand, give God his portion. Say amen. Say amen. Say, I'm a tither. Yeah? Love to give. I've seen God do wonderful stuff. You give. Everybody have different level of giving. But be faithful with what God has given to you. Say amen. Now, some people might have more to give. If you earn lots of money, you give 10%. If somebody has $1 million as their income a month, and they give their 10%, what is that? How much is that? Huh? Somebody say 100,000. How many? 100,000. Okay. Now, if you earn 100,000, how much is your tithe? 10,000. If you earn 10,000, how much is your tithe? So everybody is giving according to what they have. Everybody who gave at their level have given their best if they give their complete tithe. And God will bless them in that measure. Somebody shout hallelujah. Why the word of God say, with the same measure you measure, it shall be what? Measure back to you. So everybody have. You gain by giving to God. Say amen. You don't expect people to give it to you. You expect God to give to you, but God's going to use people to give it to you. Somebody shout hallelujah. So you don't start looking at when they're raising offering in church, the person who gave the most offering, you start saying, let me eye them. Can we go for coffee? That person will never give you anything. Their spirit being, they'll pick you out that you want something from them. You just say, God, supply my need according to your riches in glory by Christ Jesus. I've told you, it doesn't matter any country I go in the world, I get blessed. Even Muslims have blessed me. I remember one time we were in the Philippines. I can't even tell you what town I was. Many years ago. More than 15 or more years back. I think we went to get SD card or something. I'm not sure what we went to get. Something for the camera. And here's somebody came and brought me pearls. And it's a Muslim. Say, oh, I just want to bless you. Somebody shout hallelujah. I got all kinds of pearls. I don't even wear them. Praise the Lord. I don't even know where they are. It's not that important. But God wanted to show me he can bless me anyway. Somebody shout hallelujah. And he didn't give me a cheap pearl, gave me a good pearl. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. I got South Sea pearls. I don't even care about, I shouldn't say that. So I don't halt my blessing. Somebody shout hallelujah. It just comes. But when God asks me to give, I give. I can just start shipping out stuff and just giving in a crazy way. Praise the Lord. It means nothing to me. They are things. When you come to that level where those things mean nothing to you, God will continue to bless you. Anywhere you go, blessing will be looking for you. Praise the Lord. Most of the things I have, I never bought. Praise the Lord. They're giving to me. Praise God. Somebody shout hallelujah. What I give, I've paid a lot of people's university school fees with the little I have. Praise the Lord. I don't have to brag about it. Just do it quietly. Somebody shout hallelujah. I had my own need, but I do it. When God said do it. Praise God. Praise the Lord. I give sacrificially. If God said do it, cost, you just do it. But after a while, it's a joy because you know God is going to take pleasure in taking care of you. Somebody shout hallelujah. Help to move families. Families who have been abused. Just take care of them. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Take care of them and their children. Not 1 year, not 2 years, not 20 years. Just keep at it. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Everyone here can give. You can give. It goes beyond your tithe. Tithe belongs to God. So when you want to see the blessings start coming, go to the level of offering. He gave it all to, he gave back to Melchizedek. And now, the blessing is about to work wonders. Wow. Nobody waved at me. It's getting so good. Praise God. I don't know, we gotta stop. I never knew the time went that far. All of you were just drinking everything in. Praise the Lord. The blessing's gonna work. You know my motto is we have time, we can continue. Amen. I want to continue with you. I didn't know time is gone this far, but we gotta stop because people have little kids. They have to settle them. They have to go to school. Praise the Lord. Wow. Okay, I'll stop with Melchizedek. So he gave, Melchizedek blessed him, possessor of heaven and earth. Can't get better than that. Let me just wrap up with chapter 15, and then I will stop right there to be continued. Somebody shout hallelujah. Chapter 15. End of 14, he will start talking to God. Abraham started talking to God. He lifted up his eyes to the Lord, Most High God, and God has said, you are possessor of heaven. And he says, how is this going to happen? I don't even have a child. What are you talking about? Where's the seed? Hear God now speaking to him. Chapter 15, verse 1. And these things, the word of the Lord came unto what? Abraham in a vision, saying, fear not, Abraham, I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward. Is a blessing increasing? God is no longer just saying be fruitful and multiply, is giving detail of how this blessing is going to show up. God is a rewarder. You serve God, there's reward in God. You don't lose in God, you gain in God. Say amen. Say me and my family, we give. He said, I'm your shield, I'm your protector, and I'm your great reward. And Abraham said, Lord God, with what will thou give me, seeing I go childless, and the steward of my house, this Eliezer of Damascus, he's from Syria. And Abraham said, behold to me, thou hast given no what? No seed. And lo, one born in my house is my heir. And behold, the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, this shall not be thine heir, but he that shall come forth out of thy own bowels shall be in thy own heir. Say amen. Other people will not run your legacy. Your children will not run your legacy. In the name of Jesus. My children, they will serve God. They will end up in the ministry. Do all the business they want to do, they will still serve God. In the name of Jesus. Same with your children. But you got to talk to God about it. And he brought forth abroad and said, look now toward heaven. Tell the stars if thou be able to number them. And he said unto him, so shall thy seed be. You got to begin to tell the stars. And Bible says, verse 6 of chapter 15, Genesis, and he believed in the Lord, and he counted it unto him for what? Righteousness. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. And he said unto him, I am the Lord that brought thee out of all of the Chaldees to give thee this land to inherit it. And he said, Lord God, whereby shall I know that I shall inherit it? And God began to tell him what to do. Get some things to sacrifice. You need sacrifice to get to the next level. And he did that, and God gave him the vision for the future, for his seed. And it surely came to pass. I just got to stop there. Praise the Lord. May God reward you and your family. May he be your shield. Not only your shield, say he'll be your buckler. With each generation that came later, God started adding more things to the blessing. The blessing is so vast and so great. Somebody shout hallelujah. God is going to bless you and your family. It's not just going to do it, you're going to start speaking it. I am blessed. The blessing is working in my family. So confess your prayer with me tonight. Say, Heavenly Father, I thank you that me and my household, we are blessed and highly favored. The blessing of the Lord makes me and my family rich, and we have no sorrow. We are free from all sorrows. Jesus has carried all our sorrows, carried all our grief. We are free from all of it. The blessing of Abraham is working in my life. Jesus died for it, and I receive it. I have it. It's working for me now. Me and my seed, we are inheritors. We possess the gates of our enemies. We are receiving blessings upon blessings on a daily basis. In the name of Jesus. Say amen. Father, we thank you for your word. Let your word work now for every one of us. Those who've heard the sound of my voice, work for them. Minister your grace to them. May they have testimonies. May they fire sorrows from their family. May they fire it from their health, from their wealth, from everything they touch. Everything they do from now on is God on their side. They possess heaven and earth. The power to possess heaven and earth has been given to us. We are the seed of Abraham. We receive it. This blessing was given to Abraham and his seed. We receive it. And it's working in our life. As it is in heaven, so it is in earth. So when we declare and decree it in, so it is. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Let's quickly give our tithes and offering. First of all, always give God praise for what you have heard and seal it into your spirit. Blessed be your holy name. You know, you're never clapping for the person speaking. You're always clapping unto the Lord. You give God thanks. Thanksgiving drives away every curse. Somebody shout hallelujah. You don't need to be told again. Now that you heard it, just do it all the time. Praise the Lord. It said this many curses came upon them because they were not thankful. Say, I'm thankful all the time. Somebody shout hallelujah. We are going somewhere as a ministry. We are going somewhere and we are being blessed. I've heard so many mega testimonies behind the scene. One day people will tell their testimonies. It's just awesome what God is doing. It's just fantastic. This year, 2017, a lot of people have crossed over to great dimension. It's just incredible. Praise the Lord. And you're going to hear their testimony when they are ready to give it. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody say, I also will have a testimony. You don't just want to be celebrating others. You want others to celebrate you too. Say, me too. Say, me too. Amen. Praise the Lord. Children live in this realm. You give something to one, the other one say, me too. And you're not going to get any break until they get there. So aren't you a child of God? So God is blessed. Some people are getting it already. Say, me too now. Amen. It's happening. And I'm going for it. The days of living from hand to mouth is over. Overflow and abundance from the living God. Amen.